Time now for your comments. Last week, we reported on a biotech company that sells a test it says can determine the sex of a child as early as 5 weeks into pregnancy. We got a wide range of responses, including this one from Jillian Thomas of New York.
I was shocked to hear your reporter explain that the real downside to getting faulty news about the sex of one's baby is that it could mislead women into having abortions. That sweeping conclusion was made without any statistical or other support. There's voluminous research about the reasons women get abortions, and sex selection just isn't one of them.
That's listener Jillian Thomas. We ask NPR's Nell Boyce, who reported the story, to respond.
Jillian Thomas has a point. Studies show that here in the United States, women who have abortions are rarely, if ever, motivated by the desire to have a boy or a girl. One survey out this month from the Guttmacher Institute in New York surveyed over 1,000 abortioned patients. None cited the sex of the baby as a factor in their decision. Still, bioethicists are worried about the issue. That's because sex selection through abortion does occur overseas. This month's New England Journal of Medicine, for example, reports that sex-selective abortion is widespread in China, even though it's illegal.
That story also should have pointed out that NPR was one of many media outlets that back in June repeated the maker's claim that the test is 99.9% accurate. On a completely different note, Michelle Scott of Washington, D.C. wrote that at first she was puzzled about Kathy Lohr's use of the phrase continental divide in her story about plans for a new highway through Tennessee, Georgia, and North Carolina. I, probably like many listeners, am used to thinking of the continental divide as the Great Divide through the Rocky Mountains, she writes. So I had to look it up to be sure and stand corrected. It would have been helpful for her to have referenced the Eastern Continental Divide, which in fact does determine whether water runs to the Gulf or to the Atlantic. Nevertheless, thanks for the lesson. And now a correction in Mara Liasson's story about John Roberts' confirmation. She said that Roberts would get more no votes than any other Supreme Court nominee in two decades. She should have said that Roberts would get more no votes than any other confirmed nominee in 19 years. Finally, a lot of you responded to our story on the mysterious connection between Boston's Red Sox and Neil Diamond's song Sweet Caroline. Sharon Dabowski of Stanhope, New Jersey, captured the way most of you felt.
After so much devastating news regarding hurricanes in Iraq, it felt so good, so good, so good to smile about a news story.
So good, so good, so good, so good. I cry.
If you would like to comment on something you hear on Morning Edition, go to npr.org and click on Contact Us.